going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Steve, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Really excited to be with you.
Well, we appreciate it. And you got to tell us what that was like, because we obviously watched on television. They made a joke the minute they showed everybody in what looked like kind of a hunting lodge. And they said, well, I wonder what their hobby is. There are, like, two giant elks up on the wall.
A lot of taxidermy.
Yeah. What was it like for you to go there, to be there for that great moment for the kid?
It was pretty amazing. Myself and our offensive line coach, Grant Newsom, were out there for it. And I think what it really said to us was it was a celebration of how much Colston means to his family and, like, the town. And it felt like everybody that lives there was there. And vice versa, how much Colston's family and the town and his roots mean to him. So it was really cool.
What makes him ready for this challenge, and what made him the kind of player, the kind of athlete the Bears would target at number 10?
Well, off the field, I would say his maturity. He is like an old soul, someone who is mature and wise beyond his years. You know, a year ago or so, when I returned to Michigan, and he and I were just kind of sitting having a casual conversation, and it just somehow naturally came up that, you know, at the time, he was only 19. He was about to turn 20. And I stopped him and I said, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, I turned 20 April 9th. You know, fast forward a year, he's now recently just turned 21. Super mature, high-end, like social and emotional intelligence, football smart. And then on the field, I mean, he just does a handful of things that are really difficult to coach. But his greatest skill set, I believe, that makes him ready to, like, day one make an impact, it is a route runner and a receiver. He's the best route runner I've ever coached. He's got the biggest catch radius of anyone I've ever coached. And, he's got all the tangible skills you would want out of, like, the direction that the position has gone in the NFL in the last 5 or so years. And he plays, you know, with a great motor, has great play speed. But when it comes time to get open, he has that natural innate ability to go get open.
You know, we talk a lot about the greatest ability being availability. And here's a guy, a young guy, that played through an injury. Like, when you watch the tape of him performing for you guys last year, he's wincing at times because his shoulder is so banged up. You guys used him outside quite a bit. You didn't really use him as much in line because he has this injury that he played through. I thought it was extraordinary, the season that he had, and really just the amount of contribution he was able to make despite playing with an injury.
Yeah, he handled that all with such maturity and, like, the team in mind. And people, you know, unless you're here really, like, in the weeds with him, it'd be hard to explain or understand, like, what he had to do to make himself available each Saturday in terms of working with our training staff and rehab and all that kind of stuff. But he pushed through practice. He pushed through the games. He always wanted to do more. Like, I remember his first game back, and he only played like 16 or 17 plays, but that was a me decision, a coaching staff decision. You know, he wanted to play every play. And that, I think that just kind of speaks to who he is and what he's about, and whether he caught the ball 10 times or one time, attitude never really changed. He just wanted to do whatever he could to help the team win, and that's who he is. That speaks to how he was raised by his mom and dad, and just really good dude in that respect.
Coach, I think there's an expectation that he will find ways to get open and be an asset in the passing game. From your perspective, though, as the guy who coached him in college at Michigan, what does he need to do to become a more consistent inline blocker at the NFL level?
So I believe he really is a consistent inline blocker. I think because of the way he's built, people don't realize like how big he is. Like he's almost 6 foot six. He's 250 pounds. If you really like deep dive his career, when he first started playing in 2022, it was to play in the run game. Sure, he had some catches and stuff early in the season, like in some mop-up duty, but he didn't really start contributing a ton as a receiver until like week 11 or 12 of that season. So he has a body of work. Like, I think if you watch the 2023 Penn State game, even throughout 2024, we believe he is a super functional inline blocker. It's not that we ever viewed him as someone that couldn't inline block. It was just we knew he was our premier target as a route runner and receiver. And we have other guys in the room that could contribute in the run game as well. So it really, his lack of playing in line this past season speaks more to his ability as a stand-up player and like less to him having any deficiency. But like I think I would imagine any, I've never coached in the NFL, but I would imagine the adjustment for any player at tight end going and playing in the run game in the NFL with everybody you're playing against is probably the best you've ever played against. But if you look at what he did in 2023, blocking really good players at Ohio State, Penn State, this past season playing in the run game against Texas and stuff like that, I don't believe that he'll struggle in the run game in the NFL, and I believe he can play all three downs for sure.
We're talking to Steve Kasula. He is the tight end coach at Michigan, and he's the man that that coached Colston Loveland, the number 10 overall pick for the Chicago Bears, in the NFL draft. And I'm curious, Coach, you were out there, you were at his house. First of all, how do you get to Gooding, Idaho? How far away is it from everywhere? And what is it like out there? Have you spent a lot of time? And I'm sure you've recruited everywhere, but that's crazy.
Sure. Yeah, I've recruited Idaho here and there, but really have never left like the greater Boise area. So it was an hour and 28 minutes, I believe, from the Boise airport. But once you get about 20, 30 minutes outside of Boise, it's pretty remote. So it wasn't like crazy hard to get to, but it's definitely a small place. And you could tell that like this moment and this point in time, and Colston as a person really means a lot. They're really proud of him there. But yeah, it was probably unlike any place I'd ever been. I'd be comfortable in saying that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So you can take the kid out of the small town, but sometimes you can't take the small town out of the kid. How do you think he will handle the scrutiny that comes with playing in a market like Chicago, where everyone is passionate about everything that you do as a Bears player?
Well, I think that he's been done a benefit by having played at Michigan. You know, this is not probably to the scale of what you're referring to, but, you know, similarly speaking, you know, when you play at Michigan and particularly play as early as he did, you're always under the eye, right? But I think he'll excel at it. Like, I got to be honest, like, there's really nothing that has ever come up in his football life or his personal life since I've been around him or known him very well that he hasn't handled with grace. He's super competitive and is going to want to be successful. But that's probably like every other guy on the team, too. I think he'll handle being in Chicago and playing under that microscope at an extremely high level. He's a guy that can walk into any room and connect with people, and will connect with people in the locker room, will connect with the coaching staff. And I think, like, I was really proud of him. Again, I'm biased, man. Like, that's my guy. But, you know, I watched his, you know, first press conference or media availability, and, like, how he came off, that's just who he is. That's just how he is. And I think the fans will fall in love with him.
That's great stuff. It's fun. You know, we know that Michigan is a big-time program. We know that he did unbelievable when he was with J.J. McCarthy. But he went through, you know, you guys went through quite a few quarterbacks last year, and that had to be difficult for a young guy like that. And all we saw was him able to perform and able to still produce despite the use of different signal callers.
Yeah, I think that really speaks to his football IQ, his capacity to get open versus man coverage, zone coverage, his catch radius. It really didn't matter when the ball was thrown to him, how it was thrown to him. You know, at one point during the season, I'm not sure what the final number was, but I remember we were completing like nearly 70% of passes we attempted to him. He really had an exceptional season, one that, you know, he would tell you that wasn't good enough because we went 8-5, but as his coach, I would tell you that he played exceptional a year ago, and he's getting what he deserves for sure.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Your pride's coming through, and really we look forward to seeing what you're describing in Colston Loveland.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.